Yes, indeed, and we are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy at 651-461-9226. Andy Lennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Danny. How are you?
Well, I'm quite well. I'm still wondering, is this really March 2nd?
I know.
65 today, 72 tomorrow. It's very comfortable, obviously, with for your crews. This is great. Get some work done. There's no moisture, although we need it badly. And the other side of the coin is you're getting stuff done.
We are. You know, that's been a different winter for us, where we kind of anticipated that we weren't going to get half of this stuff done until maybe April, May. So our lead times are as good right now as they ever have been. And so if you're looking at getting some projects done and you want to use them this summer, decking, windows, you name it, now's a great time. Our lead times, we've been able to actually install, Denny, almost double the amount of work than we did last January and February.
Wow.
So that tells you something. And one thing our people aren't afraid of is work. We live in the area because we like the winter. But if we get the opportunity to work, we'd rather have that than a snow day. Just put it that way.
You know, well, sure.
Nobody makes any money sitting at home.
No.
And so it's been a really, really fun winter for us. And we're in a spot that we normally aren't. Now, we had a really, really big backlog. So in November, I was anticipating by this point in time, I would be selling home improvements for August and September. But now we're looking at filling May and June. So if you're really looking at doing something, then now's the time to get some of those projects that sometimes take a half a year to complete. You can enjoy your deck all summer long, maybe.
That was what I was going to ask you about that, given the temperature and lack of snow, I would imagine your decking crews can really get things cooking.
Yeah, we're gonna. I don't know about you, but I know a lot of my friends. They're grilling out a lot more in February and March this time around than last year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't have to shovel them at all. As a matter of fact, I think I just let it melt. By the way, what about insulation? I guess the other side of that coin is, were there fewer calls to Lindis about getting, let's say, attic insulation done because
of
the warmer temperature?
Yeah, for sure. And doors and windows, there's less people worrying about those because of what they had. That's why there's some pretty good deals right now to be had on windows specifically, not only at Lindis, but if you do your research, some of those materials for the first time are coming down in price, and I haven't seen that in a couple of years. So we're in a pretty rare moment. Where sometimes, like I always say, that it's never going to get cheaper. It right now, some of these, I'm not having any price increases this year, Denny, and
wow,
I'm kind of excited
great.
About that. Yeah.
And as far as deals specifically, the elements, I know GAF, the asphalt shingles, the Infinity by Marvin Windows, you're talking at Linda's 75% off installation labor, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, on GAF roofing, Infinity windows, and of course LeafGuard gutters.
LeafGuard gutters.
And we're about, I don't know, month away from really talking serious about solar. Like we will have customers in the Twin Cities this year that get the new GAF solar shingle. We're really, really excited about that, and been working our way through all of those processes. So for the first time in a couple of years, we have a new product to offer. And we're used to having one or two a year, but the last 3 years in our industry, everything was so busy, no one made anything new. They just had – everyone had their hands full just keeping up with demand and what they already made. So we're seeing some innovation, and we're excited to bring it to the Twin Cities marketplace.
Tell us again, for those that maybe missed earlier shows, about the new GAF product that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's an actual solar shingle, and we'll work with your utility provider and hook everything up. And when it's all said and done, we're seeing paybacks that are half of what the old solar systems were that we offered. This is why we never offered solar in the Twin Cities market, was because of paybacks in that 10, 15, 20-year range. Now, if you can get paybacks closer to that 5 to 10-year range, And with the tax credits that are available, it really is starting to make sense. And these are very efficient systems. GAF has put a lot of money behind it and a lot of innovation behind it. And the installation techniques that we use to install these are different than any other solar system. So I really truly do believe that this is one of the, if not the best solar system you can install in your house. But I think that you know, 15, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to know more people that have solar or some type of solar on their home than you don't.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Have solar or some type of solar on their home than you don't.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it. And I don't think it'll take that long the way things are progressing technologically. I think you're right. Now, as far as the how durable are these new GAF? Because I know I've got these great 50-year non-prorated warranty shingles on our house. But what about these particular shingles?
Well, the same prorated warranty applies to the shingles that go with the solar system that the shingles that you have on your house, Denny. So that's the exciting part. We all know and trust the product that GAF makes. I mean, I've installed their products for a very long time now. I've had, put it this way, I think under 5 warranty claims ever with them.
No.
And every single time it was zero out-of-pocket expense for the customer because of how strong their warranties are. So that was important to us. We're not going to, for me, and you and I have talked about this, the most important job I have is making sure that the next person that sits in my seat isn't dealing with materials or installation techniques that were bad. And we have enough to keep us busy with the work that we have to do. We don't need to worry about the work that we did. And so we take that very, very serious and test. And the durability and the warranty of whatever product we offer is super, super important.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we need to take a break, Andy. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, could be about windows, could be about shingles, siding, gutters, those great leaf guard gutters, whatever the case may be, do call us or text us, whichever is easier. Just one number will get you either that phone call or text to Andy, 651-461-9226. We'll take. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show. Denny Long with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. I don't think I spelled it yet. Lindus. You want to get in touch with those good folks, 844-9-LINDUS. Easy number to remember. If you're in need of maybe windows or the shingles we're talking about or whatever home improvement needs you may have, 844-9-LINDUS. We have some texters and callers, too, Andy. In fact, why don't we do this? Why don't we grab phone call first, then we'll pick up on our text messages. Tim in Woodbury, what is your question, Tim, for Andy?
Well, I was just going to comment. Actually, Lindus did our roof and siding last year, and, of course, that was because of that big hail almost 2 years ago. But we've listened to Andy for, gosh, a new 20-plus years, And people, everybody's getting a roof. I'm like, boy, who are you going to go with? I didn't trust anybody knocking on the door. And my wife says, why don't you call Lindus? And I'm glad I did. I tell you, they put on that, I think it's called a Class 4 shingle for the same price. Mm-hmm. And we got an $882 discount off our homeowner's insurance. And the roofing job went well. You get an army here for a day and a half and siding. Excellent crew. It took a little longer, but one thing I want to point out, too, we had a boulder wall have it, and it had rested against the siding, and I asked the guy that came out to measure, Ben was his name, what are we going to do with that? He said, well, we'll do something. One day I came out, and him and our foreman was Gabe, two big guys. They had moved top boulders, pulled it away, and I had kind of a jackhammer, but it was a hot day, and I said, that's over and above. I think Ben said, there's only one way to do a job. That's the right way. And now that's just what everybody from Lindus was like. So I just wanted to call in and just say, you know, we hear Andy talking about They do things right, and that's been our experience. So anyway, just wanted to pass that along. It was a great
job. Tim, thank you for taking the time. This is one of those unsolicited comments. We had no idea what Tim was calling about, and that's talk about a great experience. Boy, I tell you what, Andy, I mean, that's got to make you feel good, and your guys, too.
Yeah, you know, Ben does as good a job as anybody does. In fact, one time I had an old four-wheeler, and he took it from my house, and about a week later it showed back up, and he had redone it and rewired some things and put a new seat on it. And just like, you know, so a nice little project for you. Here you go. I'm like, what the heck? He's so whatever project Ben is on, we have the difference. You know, the difference between a craftsman and a carpenter is a carpenter just trying to get through the day and make the project done. A craftsman, every project he touches, he wants to make it the best project, or he or she wants to make it the best project that they've ever worked on. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But again, I mean, why do it? I mean, we all chose this profession, Denny. It's not fun to just walk through life. And when you get to actually make customers happy like him and his wife, that's why you do what you do. And I mean, when people get to like name my people and like they remember the people that were at their house and what they did.
What does that tell you?
That tells me everything I need to know about my people. So I appreciate that.
That's great. Again, thanks to Tim. I wanted to ask you, you know, and there's a big difference, certainly, you know, between a carpenter and a finished carpenter. And some of these people are actual artists. And are they coming up from the ranks, or is it still kind of hard to find quality artists like that?
Well, good craftsmen are always, you know, hard to come by, and because it takes time. Now, I think the young people of today can be just as good a craftsman as anyone. And yes, there's some things about we can't build things like we used to or whatever, old growth lumber. You know, you walk into some of these buildings that have been around since the late 1800s, and you know, that they've withstood everything since then. But it's a choice that we all have on whether we want to become that craftsman or we want to build things like we used to or better than what we used to. I truly do believe that. And we all think that, I think young people, going back to the millennials and younger, always got a bad rap. It's been my experience that people are people. And if you provide the tools and the training necessary to become a craftsman and you show them they want, no one wants to be bad at their job. No one wants to be a sled. No one wants to not do good work, Denny. I truly do believe that. The vast majority of people, young or old, want to do good things. And when you surround yourself with those types of people, I can tell you, me as a business owner and a contractor in the Twin Cities since, you know, 1979, my life gets easier and easier and easier with the more Bens I get to have in my life.
Well, you're the boss, and you have surrounded yourself with a whole lot of people. I know you, and you've told me this privately, too. You feel very, very lucky, very fortunate. But you've got people, and I know we're going to get on to other things, but you have people with Lindus that have been with you guys for years, still family-run business, but you've got some long-term employees.
Yeah, we got more than a handful that have been there longer than 25 years. In fact, I think the top 100 average almost a little over 15 years of experience. I mean, that's the average. So, I mean, that tells you a lot about what we have going on there. I mean, but careful though. Come get a job with me. We're gonna get our hooks in you. It's gonna be a lifelong thing. Usually, that's how we roll.
Absolutely. Remember, I used to have a boss when I first started here 100 years ago, and he always told the employees, well, look, you asked for work when you got here. So, and he did give us that. So never
there
forget
you go.
That.
Well, you're on what? What year is this, Denny?
Oh, I've lost count. I had done it in Roman numerals with the stone tablets years ago. Yeah, it's been a few for sure. Loving almost every minute. This is more of a comment for you, to Andy. Maybe you could, I'm going to have to read this, what we call cold here, because I didn't go over this first. Good morning, this says, love your show, thank you. I'm looking at buying a home that was built in the 1960s. Apparently, it had prior issues with water in the basement. They now have wall anchors, some pump, and maybe something called tiling. We know what that is. Mm-hmm. Prior to the wall anchors, inspection had said wall was bowing. It's a flat lot. How common is this solution, wall anchors and sump pump, and do they work well or fail over time? I guess just a comment or two.
You know, it would depend on who did the wall anchors and the drain tile system and the sump pump. I would look into it and see how that was installed. There's not all basement companies are created equal, but usually there's some type of warranty on that. If you want to feel comfortable with how this works, I would get a hold of the people at safebasements.com and maybe have them do an inspection or walk through that with them. It's not a type of project that I do, but I do know that when Safe Basements folks have put in wall anchors, a drain tile system, and a sub pump, you don't have to worry about your basement. In fact, so much so when they know that stuff wouldn't work, they let people know. Because I get gutter jobs from them almost weekly because they're going to houses where their systems don't work. It's about water management as much as the drain tile system. So they recommend and vice versa for us. We recommend them all the time. And one thing I know is I don't recommend people if a customer complains about those people. I just don't. I don't have any kickbacks or anything or any other type of thing with anybody we recommend. My people have a list of people at every desk. So if people call and they need something that we don't do, this is who we recommend. And for us, it's a one strike and out thing. And if we're going to recommend somebody, we make sure that they're going to get taken care of.
You got your name to protect. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And for those, I know we have a lot of listeners that remember what you have said over the past shows. But a lot of new listeners don't know that you personally have a wood foundation. Am I right?
I do. I have a wood foundation and with a sub pump system and, of course, wonderful leaf guard gutters. And I never have water in my basement. And my dad and one other guy jacked the old four-square farmhouse up when I was, I don't know, 5-6 years old and built a wood basement underneath there. And that's the way it's been ever since. So, we're talking 40 years now?
So no problems at all?
No problems at all.
Wow. All right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a look at that warm forecast, see if we're going to get any moisture this coming week, and I'll certainly pick up on any home improvement questions by phone or by text. If you have one, let's hear from you. Again, phone it in or text it in. 651-461-9226. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here every Saturday, thanks to Linda's Construction, every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. And we are welcoming your phone calls. I'm looking at the text messages. They're coming in. And phone calls, too, if you'd rather call your home improvement question, by all means, 651-461-9226. Text or call. All right, let's see who is next here, Andy. Here's one, because you talk about millboard from time to time as far as decking. This listener wants to know, why is millboard decking so much lighter in weight than things like TimberTech?
A completely different material.
What is it made out of?
So it's made of more of like a cement material compared to compressed plastic and wood grindings, which is what most of the composite materials are out there. I can tell you this, is all of our testing has made millboard the most durable deck that we can offer, and that's why we offer it. So sometimes the weight of things doesn't tell you the whole story. If you were to look at the difference in expansion and contraction rates of those products, then you'd start to know more. And the more that those other products expand and contract, and TimberTech is about as good of composite decking as you can get on your home, like for that type of material. The AZEK material, which is the mother company of TimberTech, is who we use if we don't use millboard. And people choose that mainly from a dollars and cents standpoint. It's a little bit less expensive than what the millboard decking is. But I can tell you this, it doesn't frost up, it doesn't get slippery, it doesn't seem like it gets hot, it doesn't expand and contract, we don't have seams blowing apart, we don't have any finish issues with it. We really have very, very little warranty, if any, no warranties that I can think of off the top of my head, claims on millboard decking. Now, only been doing it for almost 4 years now, but I'm telling you, Denny, there's a reason why all of the decking that I've been testing around my house will eventually get changed to millboard. Well, I have a couple of small decks that I'm just going to reserve for testing something new should it come around. But I'm millboard is as good a product as you can put on your home, and aesthetically, it's not even close. I mean, forget about what they weigh. Look at them once, and that should tell you what most customers choose millboard because of how great it looks. Besides all of the other things and why it's better, they almost always, if you ask them why'd you get this decking, and they said because it looks awesome and it's maintenance free.
Is it, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this, is the millboard as easy as far as construction goes, working with the millboard as far as
for sure.
Building decks?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, not a lot of big differences there in the installation techniques or the type of product to work with. What's nice is you don't have to worry about the seams and the gluing and, again, how unstable some of those composite materials have to be done very specifically to make sure that there aren't warranty claims. And there's less things to worry about with millboard.
And for the listeners who don't know, and you've told us over the years that you actually do test this stuff. This is personally now. You mm-hmm. use your own home as kind of a testing ground for these variety of these decking materials over quite a few years, right?
Yeah, my home, my people that we work with home. You know, Travis Gibson, our vice president of sales, go to his house. He's got it's basically a Linda showroom. There's Infinity windows, Glenwood this, LP this, LeafGuard over here. He's putting some millboard decking on, and his stepdad runs our design build construction department. So they're always over there doing some kind of project at his house, and we've tested some stuff, and there's one or two things that might have to get redone there eventually. But hey. We don't know unless we live with it, Denny.
Yeah, that's true.
One thing about our area of the world, we're the nicest people in the world. We don't complain. So we started doing this because, you know, our customers aren't going to complain to us half the time. They just live with it. And I never wanted to get in that position. So we usually, if we're offering it to a customer, it's been tested and on a home for a long time, at least one season. You really don't know how things go until it goes through a winter, a summer, a fall, and a spring. You need to have the rain. You need to have the below zero. You need to have the snow. You need to see how all of those things work. And I want to be able to install, like my one decking, Denny. Yeah. We did it that year in two stages on purpose. We when it was way too hot to work anywhere else, we worked on my deck. When it was way too cold to work anywhere else, we worked on my deck. So we got to install those products at very extreme temperatures so then we can understand what we have to do in order to make that work, because we can't pick and choose the weather. And if we want to stay on schedule, we have to learn those types of things.
Excellent. That's a valid point. 651, I'm looking at all these texts, 461-9226. Any kind of home improvement question, we welcome yours. I know we always get questions about how far does Lindus do jobs, you know, in parts of the five-state area, whatever. This question is about those solar shingles you were talking about earlier in the show. A listener wants to know, is it possible to get those very shingles in their Arizona house as well as their Minnesota house? I mean, I'm sure you could find GAF shingles, could you not, in Arizona?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, the solar part, that's going to be rolled out slowly around the country, my understanding, over the next year or two. So not every market around the country is going to be able to offer GAF solar. We're lucky enough that our state is picked to be one of the next ones out of, like, I think there's going to be 13, 14 states then that offer GAF solar. And eventually, every GAF person around the country, you know, should have an offering of solar. I think that's where the industry is going. And there was another question about snow load too, Denny, about the solar. These shingles don't weigh any more than an ordinary shingle. And if you're worrying about what they produce for energy when there's snow on the roof, I can tell you this, the way our system's going to work, if we tell you it's going to produce this much energy during this 12-month period and lower your overall energy usage down, or what you have to get from the utilities from this many kW to this many kW, that's what it's going to do. I'm not going to come in and offer something that's not going to do. You're going to know, and we're able to factor it in. In an average snow year, this is what's going to happen. Now, not every year is different, but it's going to be really close. Like the way the math works, we can get really, really close. And, I mean, we're talking about GAF and Lindis Construction here, Denny. We're going to come with a guarantee. And if we don't live up to that guarantee, we're going to give you money to make sure that lived up to that guarantee. Meaning, if we don't lower your energy bill, we're going to pay some of your energy bill. That's just how we operate. And that's the cool part about the system. And that's how much we believe in it and what we're able to do with it. So, again, been a while since I've been excited about something that goes on a roof, Denny. Or something new that goes on a roof. And for me, this is what geeks me up when about home improvement, why I like my industry, because we get stuff like this that can change like a lot of what we do and how we operate. This can be a disruptor, and it can be what this should be, how every roof should have solar that doesn't have too many trees in the area. Like, the shading is going to be more of an issue than snow cover, I'll tell you that much. And every roof should be class 4. Like, you heard the customer.
Yeah.
For about the same price, I can put a class 4 shingle on than what other people don't. It's a choice that people have. And why a lot of contractors don't use a class 4 is because sometimes those shingles take a little longer to get. And I'd rather tell a customer, let's wait 2 weeks and get the right stuff than do it tomorrow with something that you're going to regret a decade from now.
It's kind of fun to hear your excitement in your voice about these new products. And I know you will. Keep us posted as these things roll out, as it gets further down the line, because our listeners are going to want to know too. Well, like you said, it won't be in the not too distant future where a whole lot of homes are going to have those kinds of shingles. That's kind of exciting.
Hey, I sat with a guy from Yale, Denny, and he showed me a couple of studies done. And if those studies are anywhere close, even half of what they say, that they think where we're going to be 30, 40 years from now, it's over half the homes are going to have this type of system. And it's fun when you get to be around people way smarter than you, and you can look at how they're figuring that. And it's fun when you get to be around people way smarter than you, and you can look at how they're figuring this out. But my comfort level with what we're doing and how we're doing it is as good as it gets right now.
That's important. Andy, hang on, please. We're going to take a break. Invite our listeners again to join in on the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. Any kind of a home improvement question, we have some text messages we'll impart as well when we get back after the break. 651-461-9226. And good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Lindis Construction. Again, I said it earlier, if you want to get in touch with those folks for any particular project you may have in mind, could be a new deck, new windows, got some great deals going on right now. Call them 844-9-LINDIS. You can do that this coming week. Andy Lindis with me, as usual, this Saturday morning, welcoming those questions, those home improvement questions. Here's another one, Andy, and maybe you can describe. This listener wants to know about how does Lindis go about spraying a crawl space. But we haven't had a question about a crawl space for quite some time. Tell us what kind of work can be done changing from one thing to another, because I used to have a dirt floor there in the crawl space. Looks a lot better now. But what can Lindis do to that crawl space to have it shaped up?
Well, we can spray foam the entire area. So a lot of times when we get called out to homes, they either have some batting insulation or something up on the floor there, or it was meant to be like a three-season area, or there's no insulation at all. And it's musty, it's damp, it has an odor to it. So what we can do, we'll use a dehumidification system in conjunction with spray foaming the floor, which would be the ceiling of the crawl space, the walls, and the dirt. So we're going to make that we're going to encapsulate that entire area and then run a dehumidifier, and you're going to make that floor markedly warmer than it was before.
And it doesn't take that long to get all that done either, does it?
No. You're talking a day-long project, Denny, and it's one of those projects that when you do it, you're going to notice a difference immediately. And it's going to go from one of the least comfortable rooms in your home to one of the more comfortable rooms in your home.
Yeah, and if it was like we had that done at our house, and it was if I could stand up there, it would be a great den.
Yeah. little man cave.
That's right, for little people, I guess. But you're right, because it does make the room above it a lot warmer. Yeah, good point. Get it done. You won't regret it. Andy Texter says, what type of cleaning product would you recommend on a composite deck?
Well, most of the manufacturers have cleaners that they would recommend. But for me, on the exterior of the home, a scrub brush with Dawn dish soap is as good of an exterior cleaner as anything is. Depending on what you're trying to get off of the composite decking. Now, be careful with any type of pressure washer system. For me, I always have a couple of extra chunks of whatever materials I'm going to be pressure washing that I can test with the pressure washer to make sure I'm not going to damage the material. We see that quite often. People get a little, impatient and use the wrong either end or too long of an area, or get too close to the whatever they're trying to wash with the pressure washer and damage it. So be careful with that. A scrub brush, good bristle brush with Dawn dish soap seems to do the trick on almost everything on the exterior of the home.
Yeah, it's really true. Dawn does a great job. But you could use a pressure washer as long as you're careful, right?
Correct. And depending on some of that composite decking, Denny, if you with the right pressure washer, you could write your name in it.
Oh yeah, well it's true. The high pressure ones, yeah. I'm looking at. I know our time is limited here. Cleaning mold off painted sheetrock in their garage. Spray with a bleach solution?
Yeah, exactly what I do. Yeah. You know, it gets harder when that stuff gets into like the caulking. Caulking, I don't know what. I went after some caulking the other day that got mildewy in a home, and I used every solution I could think of, and I got it to go from all black to a little gray. But it's just. Caulking, I think it's unrepairable or uncleanable, so I'm ripping all the caulking out and redoing the caulking. But with sheetrock, if you spray that bleach solution, a lot of times all of that goes away, and then you just got to paint over it. And again, use a good primer, and you might want to use one of those primers that has the anti-mildew, like the Kills stuff in it, to put on there first and then repaint.
A little less than 2 minutes to go on the show, Andy. Listener, we get this a lot. Does Lindis, by any chance, do work in Rochester, Minnesota?
Yes, sir. We sure do.
So just
we have,
again.
And we used to have an office in Byron, but we no longer do. We have a couple of people that live down there, and we do work all types of work: roofing, siding, windows, and of course, leaf guard gutters in Rochester.
Again, the number to call, 844-9-LINDIS. Do that this coming week. They'll take good care of you. Andy, let's for those that maybe missed that offer, what do we have for this month of March as far as big offers? And we do have them.
75% off installation labor on leaf guard gutters, Infinity windows by the good folks at Marvin, and, of course, GAF asphalt and solar shingles.
And, you know, you folks can get on the website. What can they see on the Lindis Construction website?
Oh, you name it. You, when it comes to the exterior of the home, everything that we've ever done or are thinking about doing, you can find on our website, and our YouTube channel has videos that go along with it.
And as I said, if you want a new deck, there's a good chance you could get one done before the summer's done, right?
Absolutely. Get Luke or Charlie or Dave or Jordan or any of the fellas out there, and they'll come out and get you all set up and enjoy that that deck. I mean, it's 70 right now. We weren't anticipating, the shorts and no shirt March. But hey, beggars can't be choosers, right?
844-9-LINDIS. Andy, we'll talk to you next week. What do you say?
Sounds good, buddy. Have a good day. And